the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 271 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of March 9th, 2021. This week, fans finally get what they want. We get new glasses, and it's Virtual Legos Part 2. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Sup?
And CJ's not here. He's going to have a baby tomorrow, so he's taking a break. It's got more important
things to do. For how long, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. It's got more important things to do than talk to us chuckle fucks.
There is no such thing as more important than that.
Than a podcast.
Yeah.
That you're on.
This is the most important thing in the world to everyone.
Yeah. Especially all those listeners. Mm-hmm. All those companies that listen to our news that we take from other companies.
Yeah. I should probably not do that because we give bad advice.
And how? We'll start off like we usually are. I'm playing something. So playing Minecraft, I actually started on a mod called Stone Block 2. If you played Sky Factory before, that's where you start on one tree in the middle of the sky with one little dirt block and a tree on top, and you have to build out from there. This is kind of the opposite.
I have not played that.
You've not played that?
Oh, I've not played Sky Factory, no.
It's fun. It's just a mod from Minecraft. You just start off in the middle of the sky. There's nothing around you except one dirt block with a tree grown on top, and you have to pretty much build everything from there.
I assume it's only creative mode, since there's nothing to mine.
No, it's not creative mode.
How are you supposed to mine this stuff?
Because there's a lot of mods. It's a mod pack. There's a lot of mods built into it that make it so that you can build out from there. So you can sift through dirt with sifters and stuff like that, and you have to get you can pretty much sift dirt to get stones, and then you can make stone blocks, and then you can go from there.
But how do you start if there's only one dirt block in a tree? Like, you don't have enough stuff there to build anything.
You do because you get you can either get silkworms, you can get saplings, and then you can get wood from the tree itself, and then you can build out from there.
Oh, okay.
And then you can get saplings to plant more trees, because you'll build on top of that one dirt pile. You'll just build, like, take the wood that you gathered from the first tree and kind of build out a little bit, and then grow another tree. And what you do is you hump the tree sapling on the ground, and it grows another tree.
Okay.
You literally just hit the shift button.
How long does it take to grow the tree? You just, like, sit there and wait for the tree to grow?
Few seconds. You just go next to the tree and hit shift a bunch of times, and you pretty much hump the tree to, like, grow it really quickly.
Huh. Didn't know that.
It's a big mod. So I tried out pretty much the opposite version of that, which is Stone Block. Pretty much you start in a little tiny-ass cave with no one around, and you have to build everything out from there. So you have to, you have to hit blocks of stone with your fist to get pebbles, and then you can build tools from there, and then you can what you do is you put down cobblestone, mine that turns into gravel, mine that, you get dirt. It's pretty much like a big thing, but these are mod packs that can easily be made done through Twitch. Like, you don't have to like go searching and like doing a bunch of EXEs and stuff like that. You can go on Twitch and go to mods. And now they have a new thing called Overwolf, which is pretty much like a side thing. That holds on all the mods. Instead of just having Twitch mods, it's now like Overwolf or some shit like that.
Okay.
So you do all the mods to that, and it just launches your Java version of Minecraft. And you just select the mod you want to play. You play that, and you just start off. I joined a server because I have a bunch of servers that I know I like. So at least with this one, there's like a central place, and then you can go randomly be put into your little hole.
Mm-hmm. But are you playing with other people on the server, or is it just you?
There are other people in the servers, yeah. And you can go back
so
to like the center place.
They're also just stuck in a little tiny cave and building out.
And you
out.
Can like try to find each other. I mean, you have coordinates, so you can try to find each other and build like rats to each other if you want to. I'm not that far yet. What I really want to do is there's a mod in Stoneblock, pretty much the reason why I'm playing it, is it's called More Chickens. And pretty much...
you and your fucking chickens all the time.
So pretty much you can breed chickens to spawn certain items. So you can have an iron chicken that just shits out, instead of eggs, it shits out iron blocks.
Oh my god.
And instead, and you can have an ender chicken where it just shits out ender pearls.
That's awesome.
And you have to breed different chickens to get different things. And it pretty much
this
is a breeding.
Sounds like exactly what you want out of the game.
In Minecraft, yes. There's also cows as well. You can breed different cows to get different milk. It can be like, you know, a lava cow where just lava spews out of it instead of milk or water.
That's awesome.
So pretty much you can have different ones. I think there's ones with sheep too. I can't remember. But pretty much the only reason I'm playing this is so I can do all that. And there's other stuff in the mod pack as well. You can build reactors. You can go the engineering route and build like Tesla coils and shit. Like
that's pretty cool.
So many things to do in a mod pack, but this one is like, Stoneblock is great if you want to just be on your own and just be left alone, but still be on a, you can play by yourself if you like. You can play single player, go all you want. I'm just doing it on a server because then I can get help if I need be.
Yeah.
If I get stuck somewhere, I can always ask somebody for help, and they're pretty good with that. Also, there's like a central area where they have a shop that you can buy certain things if you need to, but.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, if they have a thing where you can vote on different sites to make the server more popular, and you get keys that open up chests that give you cooler shit, that randomly spew out cool shit. So
that's
you can
nice.
Get really cool shit early on in the game by just like voting on certain sites to make the server more popular.
Yeah.
The server name,
but,
by the way,
the fact that you can breed anything also is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much the reason why I was looking for it, because I've seen, because lately the Let's Play channel has been doing Stoneblock 2, and they were doing chickens, so I was like, you know what? I like breeding things in Minecraft and life, and I thought that making really cool chickens is a really cool thing. Also, I like doing the reactors. They're pretty much like nuclear reactors that you make at some point with like ulorium and fucking, you have to put in iron rods and shit to make it so it doesn't like melt down, blow up. There's a ton of shit. You can also, there's the different, instead of going to like the nether or going down to like get minerals, there's different levels. So you're in like the main level in the middle. And then if you go up, you hit the mining dimension, which is another section that just has minerals galore, pretty much. And then above that is the, I think, ender dimension. And that has stuff that you would find in, like, the ender in the original game. But in the ender dimension, you can also spawn I think it's the ender chicken and the chaos chicken. And they're pretty much ginormous fucking chickens, like 3-4 stories tall, that shoot beams everywhere and try to kill you, and you have to kill it to get special items.
So what is does the ender chicken, like an enderman, but in chicken form? So like it can like teleport up to you and kill you in one shot?
No, it shoots green beams at you that do massive amounts of damage. And you can get better weapons and tools and stuff through the mods and stuff, so you can actually survive. But yeah, pretty much you have to kill this big fuck off chicken. So, I think it's fun. I love playing with the mods for Minecraft just because people have made so many different things. I find vanilla Minecraft very boring because it's very limited what you can do. So I would definitely recommend Stoneblock 2 if you can find a cool server or just want to play by yourself. Sky Factory as well. I think Sky Factory 4 is the latest one.
Okay.
I think that's the latest one you can download. So I would try that out. Stoneblock's good. Continue. Any of the Feed the Beast mod packs are really good. Continuum, Revelations, all those usually have a ginormous amount of mods put together. So you can just kind of click one button and go and play.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes things a lot easier than, you know, the old days of playing modded games where you have to, like, you know, find an EXE, upload it, drop all those files in some
and
folder
risk breaking
somewhere.
The game, breaking your computer.
Where these are usually, these are pretty good at staying up to date with Minecraft releases and also not breaking your game entirely. So I would check out Stoneblock 2, Sky Factory, Revelations, Continuum. All those mod packs are really fun. Play modded Minecraft is what I'm telling you. And you have to use Java. You can't use the Windows 10 edition because they don't support mods.
Right. Which makes sense you know, stupid.
Well, because you can't download mods on an iPhone or you can't download mods on the Xbox. So it's kind of hard to keep them across the board. So if you're a PC lover and want to play Minecraft in a new way, definitely check out mod packs like Stoneblock or Sky Factory. So Dom's not, well, Dom was playing Deep Rock Galactic a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot.
Fucked.
I'm still playing that and I'm still playing Shadow of War. That's pretty much it. Yep.
So moving on from there, some nerd news. Dom, you got some nerd news.
Yes, I do. What was my nerd news thing? Okay, so I mentioned last week that Microsoft and Bethesda were going to do some sort of press conference. I don't know if this was it or if this was just an announcement that they made, but
this was their final approval in Europe, I think.
Yeah, the Microsoft and ZeniMax partnership buyout, whatever you want to call it, is finalized. So ZeniMax, Bethesda, Machine Works Games, I think, is one of them too.
I think Arcane is one of them.
By Microsoft now, officially. Yeah, we reported on it being happening, but it's official now. So Microsoft and the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer, has basically said that some future Bethesda games will be exclusive to Microsoft, to PC and to Xbox.
Yeah.
They haven't said what at this point, but they basically said that Bethesda games are going to be exclusives and titles will come to console, to other consoles on a case-by-case basis. So there is absolutely no news on what will be multi-platform, but it looks like what we predicted, I don't know, a couple months ago at this point, is the likely scenario where most of the Bethesda games that come out will be Microsoft exclusives, which I still think is a good move for them to pull people onto Xbox, or at least to pull people onto Microsoft products, PC or Xbox. It really makes no difference. A lot of people are saying like, oh, you know, well, people aren't buying Xboxes. Who gives a shit if they're not physically buying an Xbox? If they're buying Game Pass and they're paying Microsoft for a product, that's all they care about. They're going to make way more money that way. Play on PC, play on Xbox, who cares?
And that's the thing. It covers both Xbox and PC usually.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't get screwed.
You won't. Yeah. And anything that's going to come out is going to be on PC also. There's no games. Yeah. There's pretty much no games that are going to be Game Pass for Xbox only. They're also going to be for PC. My prediction is that Elder Scrolls and Fallout will be two games that will be on all consoles or as many consoles as possible. I don't think those will be Microsoft exclusives. No, I genuinely don't think that they would ever make those exclusives. I think there's too much money to be made. Exactly. There's too much money to be made otherwise.
Yeah. They can make some of the smaller titles maybe exclusives, like maybe Deathloop comes out as an exclusive or...
Well, Deathloop was a PS5 exclusive, and now it's no longer. Can you imagine if they pulled that entirely and was like, nope, Microsoft now, bitch. That'd be great.
Then you have Star Citizen, I think it is.
Is Star Citizen there? They have the new game Starfield.
Is it Starfield? I can't remember.
Yeah. Star Citizen is an older game. I don't think it was by them. No, that is by Cloud Imperium Games. Yeah. Yeah, Starfield, I'm not sure. A lot of people are saying that that should be multi-platform, and I think that it might end up being multi-platform because it was already being developed for both consoles, but man, that would be a big, that'd be a big deal if they pulled that off of PlayStation and was just like, now this is Microsoft exclusive. Yeah. I think that'd be really... it'd be something that would be really tempting for a lot of people to move over to the Microsoft ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Things like Doom, I think Doom is going to end up being a Microsoft exclusive. I don't think they're going to bother putting it on PlayStation. Wolfenstein is probably the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Doom and Wolfenstein are going to be
titles
exclusives.
That still do well, but also aren't as big as Skyrim and Fallout. I don't think will most likely be exclusives now, like Doom, Wolfenstein, maybe Prey, if they keep going with that.
Now, Doom Eternal has made $450 million.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it was like, yeah, Doom probably isn't doing that well, but like Doom Eternal sold crazy.
It does well, but compared to the largeness of what Fallout and Skyrim or the Elder Scrolls games are.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls is going to be like $1 billion opening weekend type shit. Yeah. it's going to crush it.
How long since the fucking last one?
Yeah, 10 years at this point. It's going to be 15 years by the time Elder Scrolls 6 is released, at least 15 years.
Yeah. Although people are still hesitant because of the debauchery of 76.
Yeah, but I think it'll all come down to... That was an entirely new game.
I think how it'll all come down to Starfield and how the reaction is for that, because that's going to be their first new title in a very, very, very long time.
Yep. I personally think
first new franchise in 25 years.
Yeah, I think that Starfield is going to have a rough launch. I think it's going to fall into
the same
trap
as Fallout 76.
It's going to be, it's not going to be as bad as Fallout 76, but it's going to be in the same vein as No Man's Sky, as Anthem, as even Cyberpunk, where like it's just going to release very buggy, and where No Man's Sky and Sea of Thieves and other games were allowed to take that and be like, okay, now we'll fix it up and we'll support it and everything, and in a couple years it'll be great. I don't know if Starfield is going to get that benefit because of Fallout 76, because that company has already fucked people over once, but also because just, I don't know, it seems like people nowadays, you get one chance, if it's not amazing immediately, it's garbage and get it out of my face.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll support it as much as they can, but it'll be probably up to Microsoft being like, all right, put more money into this, or Microsoft being, no, we're done. Kind of like how Anthem and EA were at the time.
But I have more faith in Microsoft doing the right thing there and saying, put more money into it, make it better, because like, they did it themselves with Sea of Thieves. They gave Rare and was just like, keep putting money into it, and now look at it. Like, Microsoft is not EA. Microsoft's not just going to like pull the plug on something in 2 seconds because it didn't, you know, oh, we only made 19% revenue over last year, not 20%. Your game is terrible. Like, they're not that type of company.
Yeah.
I am hoping, because ZeniMax owns Lucasfilms too. So I'm hoping that the new Indiana Jones game that was revealed, which is Lucasfilms, I think that was Machine Games was making that. I hope that's a Microsoft exclusive. But as long as it's good, because like,
if it's an exclusive and it blows,
right,
you're
that
fucked.
Puts them in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's going to be years before it comes out too. So
yeah.
I doubt since they haven't announced anything really for it.
I mean, they've literally had like a tiny little trailer, you know?
Yeah. So it's probably on the back burner. I mean, they have such a lineup already that they're working on, so it's hard to push forward, especially since, you know, Elder Scrolls is on the table.
Yep. So they're Machine Games, not Machine Works Games. Machine Works Games is a mobile developer who makes shitty mobile games. Machine Games is the other one who makes the Wolfenstein franchise now. So like, there is that behind it, where it was like, okay, at least Wolfenstein is good. But like, I like Wolfenstein, but it's not one of the best shooters out there right now.
No.
I think it's
over the top. That's why people are kind of like,
think it's a fun franchise, but like quality wise, I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10. Like, they're fun games, but they're not amazing games. And I think that they need to start putting out some amazings. Exactly. But it'll be interesting to see where they go with this, what actually becomes exclusive and what doesn't. I think some things will become exclusive, or they'll be, you know, that year-long exclusivity where the first year you can only play it on Microsoft, and then they'll open it up to Sony and stuff like Sony had done with a lot of other things.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, things come out well and not shit. And I should be fine because I play PC, so I shouldn't be screwed too much.
I mean, the game's going to suck. If it sucks for Xbox, it sucks for PC, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but at least PC will get mods.
No, for those, they won't, because you'll have to buy them through the Windows Store.
Oh, boy.
Actually, that's something that's, I don't know how downfall. That's going to work, because Bethesda has its own launcher now.
Yeah.
So you're going to buy things through the Bethesda launcher, or are you going to get them through...
$5, they close out the Bethesda one and open and
they would have to, because you're going to have to get them through the Xbox app or through the Windows Store because it's on Game Pass.
I would much rather go through the Bethesda one because the Windows Store sucks dick.
It's horrible. Fucking horrible.
I don't know how they made it so bad.
I don't know. Just fix it. It can't be that hard to fix.
It can't be that hard to fix. So yeah, go check out the Bethesda stuff they announced, and hopefully shit doesn't come up like shit. So I got some nerd news. Razer is getting into the game of weird peripherals. So first they announced a Razer RGB face mask with Don't downplay it yet. It could be good. It has detachable, rechargeable, active ventilation systems to regulate airflow with N95 medical grade respirator protection. It has a transparent front panel so people can see your facial expressions. And for deaf or hard of hearing people, they can read your lips.
That's nice, but I don't like when people see my facial expressions. Half the time... half of the things that I like about wearing a mask at this point is that I don't have to smile at anybody, and they don't know that I'm not smiling at them. I can just fucking stare them down or the frown on my face eyes. Like I want to.
Yeah. It also includes a voice amp, a built-in microphone, and amplifier to prevent the mask from muffling your voice. And, of course, it includes Razer Chroma RGB lighting on the front nozzles.
Actually looks really cool.
It looks cool. I doubt this will be out before the pandemic's done.
It's certainly, and even if it is, it's not going to be affordable.
No. So this is codenamed Project Hazel currently. There's no price on this currently yet. This is from CES. So these things could not be made in at all, but I'm most likely it's going to be. They showed off versions of it already, so it's something else. They also showed off a racing simulator as well. A racing simulator chair. Sorry. A chair that's called Project Brooklyn currently. It's got built-in haptic feedback and retractable wraparound curved screen.
Oh, that's nice.
It'll be delivered in a 60-inch rollable OLED display that retracts and folds into the chair when not in use.
Mm-hmm.
The armrest adjusts and retract as well. So if you're playing with a keyboard or mouse, it's got a table as well. All of it kind of retract and fold into it as well. So there's that. And then they also announced... a pair of smart glasses. This does not have RGB on it.
Then what's the point?
Shocking. Shocking. They have blue light. They're blue light glasses, so they are supposed to kill about 35% of eye strain from blue light. They're 99% UVA and UVB sunglasses. They also have touch controls and open ear Bluetooth audio at 60 millisecond latency. Touch controls change and pause music tracks and media. They can manage calls with the omnidirectional mic and activate smartphone assistance. And apparently you can change the EQ through apps on Android and iOS.
That's pretty nice.
The battery's life is supposed to be 5 hours on a single charge, or if you haven't folded up and put them away, it's about 2 weeks on standby. They're also water resistant. So you can work out with them. I think this is supposed to be for, I guess, working out in people, but the picture they have of the girl doing yoga next to a razor.
It looks stupid.
It looks like you should be beat up for wearing those glasses.
Yeah, like it looks stupid.
I get like the cool thing is like, you know, black horn rimmed glasses, but these put it to the next level.
They look like if Harry Potter had like thick glasses. Like they're the Harry Potter shape, but they're thick.
Yeah, and the sides are super thick to put in a speaker there.
Yeah.
And they look super dumb. Like on the model, it's pretty dumb looking.
They look like when you go to the party store and get like the fake glasses with the fake nose on it. That's what it looks like on her face.
And
like I've seen other like actors and things where when they put glasses on, I'm like, it looks like you have a fake nose now. And like, I don't know what it is, but there's certain glasses that make people look like they have a fake nose.
So with a Bluetooth speakers, touch controls, blue light, eye strain reducing, and UVA, UVB sunglasses, how much would you pay for this?
How much would I pay for them? Or how much do I think they cost?
Both.
I would pay like $60 for these.
How much do you think they cost?
Probably like $250.
It is $200.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like...
Shittiest speakers on the sides. Because if you look at the pictures, like it's just like a few dots. They're the same exact size as your fucking phone ones.
Yeah.
And I guess like, because they're right next to your ear, they don't have to be like headphones where they're kind of blasting out. They're kind of... But still, like you're still blasting sound at the side of these fucking things. Like
right. And... You know, yeah, they're not going to be good quality sound.
No.
Like,
and I doubt the mic and the microphone's omnidirectional, so it's probably going to pick up
everything
sound from your headphones to the microphone. So
you would hope that they would have thought of that, but
yeah,
you know
think.
What?
I don't know who this is for. I really don't, because working out, why would you have like no one wants to hear like your headphones spewing out noise at the side,
right? And that's the thing is like, so this is for working out at home, because if you're in a gym, yeah, they're either going to be so loud that other people can hear stuff, or it's going to be so low so other people can hear it that you won't be able to hear it over you know, just the sounds of the fans of the gym, the weights clanking, people talking, other things going on.
Yeah. And if you're working at home, why don't you just have like a Bluetooth speaker or some shit? Like,
right.
Which is going to be way cheaper than a $200 pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand the market for this. I think they just like went peripheral crazy and were like,
yeah,
we got masks, we got chairs, we got fucking sunglasses,
I mean,
we got fucking something we could shove in your face.
Yeah, smart glasses, there have been so many of them,
yeah,
and none of them have worked. Between the Google Glass, the Snapchat glasses were stupid. Like, all of the smart glasses that have come out have been bad.
No, because they're chunky as shit and don't look like regular glasses.
So, like, why would it work this time? You haven't done anything special.
It's got Bluetooth coming out the sides, which I feel like this has been done before. It just... Usually doesn't have controls or anything.
The only smart glasses that I think would be successful are, so you would put smart glasses on and insert like a USB or something into your computer, and no one would be able to see what's on your screen except for you. So the only way you can see what's on your screen is through the glasses. That would be the only way.
Because people would just use that at work.
Well, that's exactly the point. You use it at work. You use it for sensitive information.
You'd only do it at work.
Yeah. And, like, I think that would be the only successful implementation of smart glasses.
What I want to know is, what do these look like with the face mask on as well?
Oh, like, real bad.
How fucking much do you want to be beat up for your lunch money? Because it would look RGB shit coming around your face. You got these big dork glasses. Like, what the fuck?
You look like one of those goth kids under the bridge dancing.
Yeah, right? Just doing the, like,
Yeah.
It's hilarious that they made these. And if they actually come out, I mean, they priced them, so it's possible that these things could be coming out.
You'll see a couple people in the streets of New York with them, but like they're just, my prediction at least, these aren't gonna sell.
Razor Anzu.
That's a bad name too.
Yeah, Razor likes to come up with really bad names. I mean, they have Project Hazel and Project Brooklyn. So, I mean,
see, the thing is, I don't put too much stock in that because there's some sort of connection to it. So, like, you know, there's always Project something, but like, when you come out with a name and it's like Anzu, or when you're like Square Enix and you make Project Octopath Traveler and you're like, okay, that's a project name. And then it comes out and it's called Octopath Traveler. You're like, all right, you should have tried.
Couldn't really hide that one, I guess.
Yeah.
I again don't understand who this is for. This is going to be like a big splash sell for people who want rando gadgets, but
yeah,
I don't see myself picking up this one in the slightest, even though I do have a bias against Razor to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, I think the mask is a cool idea.
The mask
is just
isn't
way
bad.
Too late. It's too late. People, it's March in 2 months. The majority of people in our country are going to be vaccinated. Like this
are
is
you
a
sure
thing
about
for,
that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Should be, but this is a thing for 6 months ago. Like,
yeah, this would have been good, especially since they're showing it at CES. So it's going to be a while before this is out in production.
But then there's also like when you look at like the disparity of things shown at CES last year, there was like, you know, masks like this. There's a couple other companies that made masks too, like $150 smart masks. Then a lot of people coming out with like products to sanitize and clean your things. It's like all very like targeted for right now. But then you had people like Lenovo and Dell and HP who are targeting right now, but also targeting what's going to be the future in creating like laptops that make working from home much better. Laptops with crazy good microphones and really good webcams built in, so you actually have a good video call experience. Like, that's the type of stuff that's not only going to sell, but that is going to be useful long term, because a lot more people are going to be working from home more often or permanently after this is all done, that like things like that are going to be really popular.
Yeah. I don't get it. The gaming chair sounds cool. A foldable, like kind of swing around. I don't know how any of that TV shit's going to work because haven't figured out a rollable OLED display yet. So
it just rolls back and cracks.
just scrapes the entire time you do it.
That'll be $8,000.
Get it. So go check out some of this stuff. Go check out the fucking glasses, the person they have them on, because it is some hilarious fucking shit. So let's take a break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. So time for some geek on, geek off. Dom, you got some Nintendo stuff.
Uh-huh. So after Nintendo's massive failure with their Nintendo Direct a couple weeks ago, they put out another Direct. I guess it was a Nintendo Direct, it's a Pokemon Direct. So it's specific to Pokemon. This year is the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. So they came out with their Direct.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. So they're promoting a bunch of new stuff that they're coming out with, and slightly disappointing, but not very disappointing. Like it was short. That's what I would have to say. I was like, oh, that was it. But they showed off some cool stuff. They have
the
new
other one
Pokemon.
Was short too, right?
What?
The Nintendo
Direct? No, it was like 50 minutes.
Oh, was
the
it?
Sony's was short. That was only like 25 minutes That's or something. Yeah. They showed off the new Pokemon Snap game, which looks really good. It's Pokemon Snap. Like, you know, it's going to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
it comes out
like 20 years to fucking work on this game.
Exactly. And it comes out on April 30th. So it's not even like a long wait. Like, they announce, they show it, and they're just like, you're getting it in a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
The downside to that is the name of the game is called, it's New Pokemon Snap. Who names
Can
this
they
shit?
Not figure out naming schemes in Nintendo. Like, you fucked up with the Wii U. So,
but you fucked up with New Super Mario Brothers, and then you had New Super Mario Brothers U. Like, do something. Do something.
Yeah. Because if they didn't have Pokemon Snap something or blank Pokemon Snap, no one would have bought it because they wouldn't know it's a Pokemon Snap game.
Call it Pokemon Snap 2. That's it.
That is true.
Call it Pokemon Snap plus whatever the most recent area is called. Whatever, yeah. You know, I don't know, whatever it's called. You know, you have Sinnoh, you have Johto, you have Kanto. Call it Pokemon Snap.
New Adventure.
Exactly.
Fucking nailed it. Pokemon Give me Snap dollars, Switch. Nintendo.
Yep. Anything but new Pokemon Snap.
Yep. That just seems lazy.
Or fucking just call it Pokemon Snap because it's been 20 years since the last one. More than half of the people that are going to buy this game were not fucking alive for the last one. Just call it Pokemon Snap.
And no one's going to be searching the internet for the fucking old one. They're going to be searching for the internet for the new one.
And if they were, they would type in Pokemon Snap N64. Like,
yeah. It's
either way,
else.
This game looks cool and I'm totally getting it.
Even though the name is super dumb.
Yep. They also showed, they made an announcement for remakes of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which was pretty expected as coming because it seems like they do a mainline game and then they do a remake. They did Fire Red and Leaf Green, then they did Heart Gold and Soul Silver, and then they did Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. So this is the next one. It's called Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
Which ones did Diamond and Pearl come out for?
That was for the DS. Those were the ones that I really didn't like.
I didn't play those because they were on DS.
Yeah, I just
skipped off
a
Game Boy. I was like, nah, B.
Yeah, I just didn't care about these ones. The next ones, Black and White, though, were fucking awesome, and I can't wait till those get remade in about probably 5 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, it's been only a few years since those came out, right?
It's been 15 years since those came out.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Diamond and Pearl, it's been 15 years.
Yeah, but Diamond and Pearl, I get.
Black has probably been...
Black and White were...
2010. 2010. So it's been 11 years.
2011
a little over 10
for
years.
Us.
Okay. So it's been 10 years.
I can't believe it's been 10 years for Black and White already.
Yep. They had Black 2 and White 2. If
maybe that
they were smart, they're not going to do it. But my thing would be they should make, when they remake Black and White, they should remake Black and White and Black and White 2 and then just include them all together. So like if you get Black version, you get Black and Black 2. And if you get White, you get White and White 2. So you have two adventures all in one. They won't do that because fuck me, I'm an asshole. They want $60 for each game,
about.
But
you're shitting on new Pokemon Snap. They don't want your opinion.
Exactly. So that is what it is. I'm not gonna get these games because I didn't like Diamond and Pearl previously, and I don't want to spend $60 on remakes of games that I didn't really love that much. It doesn't look that great. You know, it looks. You know, it has an updated 3D models from the perspective and style of the original Diamond and Pearl. It is what it is. People are going to buy it, of course, but not my cup of tea. But then they showed, what the fuck was it called? Pokemon Legends Arceus or Arceus. And it is a new game, a new franchise. I guess they're going to be doing the Pokemon Legends, and I think Arceus is the original, like the absolute first Pokemon ever. So this is going to be some sort of story based off of that. But it is like open world, kind of like they tried to do with Sword and Shield a little bit, where they had the open environments in some
and
of the areas.
You can have people come into your game and stuff like that. And
yeah, I don't know if it's going to be that. I hope it's not that because holy shit, that slowed the game down like crazy. But it's more of just like that style of open world and Pokemon are like free roaming in the grass and stuff. But they showed gameplay of this and you don't like, I mean, you can go and battle Pokemon, but you don't have to. You can sneak up to them, take a Pokeball, throw it and capture them. And it's like this is the open world Pokemon game that people have been begging for like 10 years at this point. Like everyone has been saying, I want an open world Pokemon game where everyone roams around free. And it's not like it's not random encounters and things. You can just go and catch your Pokemon. And like, that's what this looks like. It finally
you just
is
see a Pokemon and you go and grab it. Not.
Yeah.
rando.
And you could still do battles, and it's still turn-based battles and everything, which is great. But, like, yeah, this is the game that people have been waiting for. So, like, I'm super hyped for it, but I will say that the frame rate on the game looks terrible, which is concerning because that seems like something that is not going to get fixed before the game launches.
Yeah, that's usually like something where you're just like, oh boy, I'm going to have to deal with that shit.
Yeah, because Sword and Shield had shitty frame rates a lot of times too. So I have a feeling that this is going to be a problem with the frame rates. And there's just, I don't know, like,
if it's online, then it's going to have problems too because Nintendo.
Yeah, well, exactly. Online's going to have problems. I feel like I've been let down so many times by the Pokemon Company at this point. Even when I like their stuff, there's like massive shortcomings. Like, Sword and Shield was fun, but there was a ton of problems with those games that should not have existed. And, like, it's been so long. I mean, it's been 10 years since Black and White, since I was like legitimately impressed with the Pokemon Company. And I was like, wow, that was a really good job. It was always like, damn, you were so close to making it a great game.
Like, so far away.
Yeah, I just want them to make a great game again. And I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that this will be it. But, like, how many times have we been hopeful and optimistic that this is going to be their next great game? And it's just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, half of this is great and half of this is garbage.
Garbage, yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm hopeful, but also very, what's the word? I'm hopefully not going to be disappointed by the end because,
yeah,
I like the Pokemon games. They're fun to play. I get bored easily with them nowadays, but that's just me.
Well, there's not much to them. Like, Sword and Shield was fun, but, like, the story had elements that were enjoyable for the most part. Was just, like, so linear and so, like, I don't know. It just dragged on. Yeah, it was like,
that's
boring.
Also what the Pokemon games have been. They're very linear. Like, you follow a path, you go down this path, you fight the right trainers or gym leaders in order, then you fight the Elite Four, and then you fight the Blast guy, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. It seems like as more and more complex the stories have gotten, the less enjoyable. I mean, the first game was fucking, you're 10, go out and collect all the Pokemon, beat all the gym badges to become Pokemon Master. Oh, there's also this one guy who's trying to, like, take over the world. You beat him, you're the Pokemon Master. Like, great, all that's cool. And then, like, I don't know, they tried to get more and more involved. Black and White had a very involved story, but it was written so well that I was like, holy shit, this is great. Like, the story is good. And then after that, you had X and Y, which were okay. I don't remember the story that much. Sun and Moon, I really could not play. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. The fucking beginning of it took like 4 hours before you were allowed to do anything. And, like, Jesus, the story was so awful. And then Sword and Shield is kind of the same way. Like, the story is okay, but you have your stupid, annoying little friend, whatever, Hop, I think his name is.
Yeah, he just pops out of nowhere and he's like, yeah, oh, you're like, just, I'm good. And then gets beat. And then he's like, yeah, oh, I suck, I'm going to get better. And then sucks more.
Everything is this. I'm ready to face you now. Oh, I'm so bad. You are bad. Go away. Like,
yeah, remember the days when you had a rival.
You don't have a rival anymore. It always used to be like, you have a rival, you guys are competing to do better, and now it's like, you have a friend and you just whoop his ass mercilessly over and over again. Like, what is that teaching kids?
To kick your friend's ass with animals that you enslave.
Yeah. I mean, a piece of shit friend that you can really make him feel bad about himself.
Yep. And he'll just keep coming back for more.
Yeah.
So, Pokemon Snap sounds cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Like,
but I mean, it's been...
That, I have no doubt about Pokemon Snap. That's going to be great.
How are they going to make this game, like,
Unique?
I don't know. Unique? Yeah, unique enough that, like, they won't. That's true.
It's going to be the same goddamn... So what it's going to be is it's going to be the same thing as Pokemon Snap, except instead of the, like, the apples and stuff that you used to throw in Pokemon Snap, now they're going to do all the berries and things that you have in Pokemon Go.
I mean, in the picture they show, there's a Pikachu up top with an apple in its hand, so I mean...
Yep, you are right. I guess I was wrong. They ain't going to change shit.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be more Pokemon and more levels and shit, but you'll probably still be on a rail, a track of some kind. It's not like you can walk around and be like open world and just like snap pictures of Pokemon.
Yeah, That would be cool. Like just even the worlds don't have to be big. Just have somewhat of an open world where you can go and like some Pokemon you have to like sneak up on. Some you have to lure in with like promises of candy and fun times in your van. Like, you know, do different things.
The first half worked. The second half did not.
Just like do different things to get cool pictures of Pokemon. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they showed the cart in the game again. So I'm 100%
sure
that
drive around with it and then like stop, get out, and then like sneak up and shit and take pictures. Yeah, it wouldn't have to be a big world, just different biomes that are very close together.
Yeah,
stuff like
and
that.
Like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a full open world as long as you know, go stage to stage, that's fine. You know, have a beach stage, have the cave, have a volcano, you know, whatever you want, a forest and stuff, just like you had in the original, but. You know, just let you walk around instead of just going on the cart. But I'm 99% sure that you go on the cart, as far as I remember from the video.
Like, you don't have to copy exactly how the game used to be, Nintendo. Like, it's not... That wasn't the reason we played it, be on a rail. The reason why you did the rail, because you didn't have enough processing speed to do anything else.
Right, you couldn't do walking around.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the gameplay video now, and
you can now.
You are in the cart on the rail.
Fuck me.
But man, it looks pretty.
Oh yeah, it's gonna look pretty. They ain't that bad.
But I'm still not nice.
Happy that it's not like a walk around, like a safari type thing.
Yeah.
It should have been the fucking safari in the original game, and instead of Pokeballs, you fucking snap pictures of Pokemon.
Exactly, right?
But, you know. What do I know? Nintendo's making names and making other games, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking boy. So, that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say Pokemon Snap!
New Pokemon Snap! Snap.
Yeah.